Bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-0 lead for the Rafters. As leading off is Canyon Brown, the DH, who's 0-for-1. So Brown out of North Carolina A&T, his first time up, he popped out to the catcher Haligzo, which was interesting on that because Haligzo was running on the first baseline. So was Broussard. They almost ran into each other, but fortunate that Haligzo caught the ball. So Rafters have out hit the Mallards 6-1. And Graham back on the mound once again, and a first ball in the dirt, and goes away from Haligzo, 1-0. So Canyon Brown batting at 291, 23 hits for him on this season. He's at 12 RBIs as well. And Graham the 1-0, and a swing and a bouncer over to Degatti at third. Chases it, but goes it through his glove, and drops into shallow left center. So a hit there from Brown. So Canyon Brown to first. Not the start you would have liked, but Rafters are going to have to shake it off. So the first error of the game, it does come in as an error for Degatti. And Graham will set in and throw on a changeup. Down low, four ball at 71. Ryan Sprock, who walked first time up. Batting a 310 at the plate. 39 hits in total. He has 32 RBIs and a swing and a hard hit ground ball that goes through the glove of Hansen once again. So Brown to second, Sprock to first, and now two runners on with nobody down. So Hansen had trouble fielding it. And that looks like that will be an error for Hansen. Or actually, excuse me, that was going to be a hit. So that one's a hit. First one's an error. So Hansen, a little bit trouble fielding that ball. He reached out. So Sprock at first. And at second is Canyon Brown. 1-0 count. Graham looks over at second, the 1-0 to Isaiah Jackson, a swing and a hard hit ground ball over to Conniff, underhands it through his glove to Hansen, the throwback to first, and a double play. So Brown to third, and a 4-6-3 double play for the Rafters, two gone. So Cal Fisher, who grounded out to third first time up. Two down, and Graham will look in. He'll step high and serve in the first offering. Popped away. Fourth strike, 0-1. So how about that? That's the second double play for the Rafters. A ground out from Isaiah Jackson went right into the glove of Conniff. And a swing and a pop up into right field. Coming under it is Broussard, and makes the catch before the dugout for the third out. So the Rafters did not start well, but they find a way to get three outs, no runs. We head to the top of the fifth. We'll step away here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning and a pitching change for the first time this game. Chad McCann will step on for the Mallards. He's had 10 games appeared in with a 2-0 record, 16 innings of work. He's allowed 18 hits and 7 runs. He's also acquired 8 strikeouts as well. So the rising senior from Campbellsville University and from Panama City, Florida. He picked up the decision against Kenosha back on July the 7th and also got the win against the Dock Spiders back on June the 19th. So undefeated when coming in and making a statement. He's looking to do that once again. Anthony Gallison will lead off for the Raptors. Gallison popped out to second and flew out to left. So the right-hander Chad McCann stands tall at 6'4" and serves in the first offering, and it comes in on a strike. On the right side, 0-1 on a fastball at 86. So Chad McCann will step in and fire as Gallison skies it away back behind home plate. 0-2. So Gallison also entering his last year of eligibility at Coastal Carolina. Only appeared in 16 games this season with 30 at-bats as the 0-2 ground left side. He batted a 267, so he had 8 hits and 11 RBIs. He also had 11 putouts in the field as well. 3 of those came against James Madison. The 0-2 bounces in the dirt on a breaking ball at 74 on the right edge, 1-2. So Nick West went 4 innings, and the 1-2 from McCann, swing and a miss up top. Gallison frustrated because that ball went right in between Gallison near his right shoulder. He's frustrated about that. Knew he shouldn't have swung at that ball. Comes up and high, but a strikeout, and Gallison goes down. So David Rivera, who grounded out to second and also grounded out to third. Nick West went 4 innings, 58 pitches. He allowed 6 hits and 2 runs, and 2 strikeouts he acquired as McCann. The delivery on a strike, 0-1. Rivera out of Hope International and a Long Beach, California native. He'll see the 0-1 on a breaking ball low at 75. He batted a 397 for Hope International. It was absolutely absurd. So he'll see the 1-1. Step in a curveball and a check swing on the inside. And first base umpire said he did not fully come across. 2-1. So run for the Raptors in the second, a run in the third. A one-run RBI double from Conniff, and also a one-run RBI double from Bobo. And a line drive driven out right side, 2-2. The 2 runs to score for the Raptors have been Sailors and Broussard. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 gone. Chad McCann bends down low at the knee. He stands on the first base side of the slab. He'll kick the 2-2 outside for a ball. 3-2. Fastball comes in at 86. So a full count here at top of the fifth. McCann, he'll take a deep breath and serve. Outside for ball 4. Rivera will take first. Discipline at the plate to not go for the ball. And that puts a runner on for the Rats as Brendan Bobo, who grounded out to the pitcher first time up and then had a one-run RBI double second time up. He belted a ball into center field. It hit off the top of the wall. It looked gone for a sec. At least I thought it did. But it came back in play as McCann fires, and Bobo hits a high fly ball into center field. But Isaiah Jackson takes a couple steps towards his right, looks at it, reaches out and makes an easy catch for two down. So Garrett Broussard, who got a base hit, his first time at the plate, and then his second time, he flew out to the shortstop. Two down. McCann will look in. He'll serve on the first offering, out and away on the right side. Fastball at 87. One out count. Rivera stands at first. The 1-0 down the plate in for a strike, 1-1. 1-1 count. Chad McCann has already had one strikeout. And the 1-1 and a swing and a high fly ball that drifts away into the right grandstands. 1-2. So McCann looking to have a two strikeout inning. Near top of the fifth. One, two count. McCann will step. He'll fire way outside. On a ball, 2-2. It's great that Madison painting the number 51 behind home plate, honoring the tragic passing of one of the best Northwood League umpires, Connor McKenzie. Took a moment of silence before the game as a 2-2 comes in and a bouncer from a wild throw from Loebliner that rolls into center field. And getting to second is Rivera. So three balls and two strikes. Rivera was on his way to second. The Loebliner throws it off target. So Chad McCann with three balls and two strikes. Two down. The count runs full, the payoff. And a swing and a ball lifted in the air to left field. This ball is back, and this one's going to go. A two-run shot for Garrett Broussard, and the Rafters add to their lead. They lead 4-0 here in the top of the fifth. Broussard has started to swing the bat a lot better. He hit a two-run shot on Sunday and does it once more. What about it, Wisconsin Rapids? A 4-0 lead. And Broussard right on cue. So Jorge Degatti will step in. But as soon as that ball came down the plate, Broussard made contact and he knew that was gone. Serve comes low for a strike. 0-1. McCann will have to shake that off. Rafters up to seven hits now. And a curveball that finds the zone on the left edge, 0-2. Jorge Degatti, 1-2. Garrett Broussard really starting to swing the bat a lot better. The 0-2 from McCann, and a swing and a line drive that drops before Holcroft can get to it, and a base hit for Degatti. So Jorge Degatti will take first and does it once more. He's 2-for-3. Chris Conniff, who's 2-for-2 with an RBI. So 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. Broussard, Degatti, and Conniff. They've been responsible for 6 of the 8 hits today. The serve comes in low on a ball, 1-0. So a 1-0 count. That first is Degatti in a swing and a high fly ball into left center field, but Jackson makes the catch. But the Rafters, they lead 4-0, a two-run shot from Broussard. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and the Raptors lead 4-0. A two-run shot for Garrett Broussard in the top half of this inning. And this brings up Jake Goolsbee. So 6-7-8 in the order. Goolsbee, Tucker, and Sudica are all scheduled to bat. Raptors have out-hit the Mallards 8-2. And Graham still on the mound once more. And he's already gone four innings. So he'll set and fire the first pitch on a ball, 1-0. Looks high, the second offering. And paints the left edge, low the down low, inside of the zone though, 1-1. So only two hits for the Mallards, and a bouncer right side. A hit has come from, it looks like, Brown, Sprock, and Goolsbee, all with a hit, so three hits. 1-2 count, the step high, and the serve, and a swing and a ground ball that stays fair on the first base line. Broussard out, able to field it, runs over to first and tags it before Goolsbee can get there. One down. So Jackson Tucker, who's 0-1. Last time up, he was part of a ground out that led to a double play for the Raptors, a 5-4-3 double play. And Graham on a curveball right down the plate at 78-0-1. 21 hits in total for Tucker. He's at 14 RBIs, batting at 233. The 0-1 on the changeup, way low, 0-1. One ball, one strike, and one out. Kalen Graham, who's nearing his 51st pitch. He's had no strikeouts. He's allowed a walk with three hits, which is interesting given he's had 24 strikeouts this season. 1-1 count. Stepping out of the box was Tucker. One ball, one strike, and one out. Graham looks, sets, winds, and delivers the 1-1 and paints the right edge in for a strike, 1-2. 1-2 count, bottom five, and Graham the step, the 1-2 and a check swing that doesn't come across, and it bends in low, 2-2. Kalen Graham from North Central Texas College. He'll deliver the 2-2, a high fly ball out right field side, out of play. That's a A 2-2 from Graham. Fouled right side. And staying alive here in this count is Tucker. 0-for-1. And a solo home run here back on June the 30th. Into left center field. He got it on Jackson Wentworth. And the 2-2 bounces low and away from Haligzo for a ball 3-2. So a full count with one down. Goolsby grounded out to first. Rafters in a 4-0 lead. And the payoff. A swing and a bouncer over to Hanson at shortstop. Fields it up in the glove, and the throw to first is right on time for the second out. So Luke Hanson, easily enough, makes that assist. So a ground out to short. And Noah Sudica, who flew out to center his first time up. Two gone for the Rafters. Looking to have a three up and three down inning. And Graham, the first serve and outside and away on a fastball at 92. 1-0. And the 1-0 low once more. Kalen Graham, 58 pitches in total. Expect Mekhi Negrete to come in after this because Chris Schreiner likes to pair those two. So Graham, I would expect this is probably his last inning. And the 2-0 inside finds the inside of the strike zone, 2-1. So two balls a strike. The fourth delivery popped away and tipped backside out 2-2. Madison started 4-0. Now they're 4-2. Rafters started 1-4 in the second half. They've won two straight. Looking to make it three here this game. The 2-2 and a swing and a line drive that hooks away, but Bobo reaches out and makes the catch. Brendan Bobo can not only get it done on the offensive side, he can do it on the defensive side. What a catch from Bobo. And that gets a third out. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Rafters lead 4-0. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning, a 4-0 lead for the Rafters as Luke Hanson, who got assist on Jackson Tucker ground out in the bottom of the fifth. He'll lead off. He's 0-for-2. He struck out swinging and lined out to second. So Rafters, a run in the top of the second, a run in the top of the third, and a two-run shot from Garrett Broussard in the left field has propelled them to a 4-0 lead right now. Five innings down, four more to go. And McCann will fire the first offering, and it comes in 4-1-0. McCann out of Campbellsville University. A guy that's also batted as well, which is pretty interesting for the Mallards. Last season, he had 25 games at bat. He batted a 291. He had 3 home runs and 16 RBIs. So he's swinging a bouncer that goes to the shortstop and Fisher. The throw across his body. Does he get it in time? And he does. And extending Goolsby, who reaches out to his right and makes the catch. So a heck of an assist from Cal Fisher. Hanson grounds out. Hogan Haligzo grounded out to short and was hit by a pitch as well. So last year, Chad McCann, as far as the pitching side, only appeared in 2 games. He had 3 innings with 5 strikeouts. 30 hits last season for Madison at the plate. So this guy can play both sides of the ball. He's ahead in the count 0-1 on Hogan Haligzo here in the bottom of the order. And looking the 0-1 to Haligzo is backed away 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes, and 1 out. No and 2 count. 1 down. And the step and serve and a swing and a high fly ball. He's hit it pretty well. This is heading back and going over and making the catch. Does he do it? He does. Jackson Tucker, who dead sprinted it into right center field, reached above his head to make that catch. So Hogan Haligzo, great contacts. Unfortunate, and that's 2 gone. You're in the top of the 6.
Center fielder, number 36,
Nolan Sailors, who was 1-for-3. You're in top of the order. He struck out looking, got a base hit, and flew out to left. And McCann will set in and fire as that ball popped away. On the backside, 0-1. 0-1 count. Sailors with a run as well. He got a run in the top of the 3rd from Brendan Bobo. The 0-1 to Sailors outside for a ball, 1-1. So Chad McCann, a second pitcher, nearing his 30th pitch. A 1-1 count. And just outside, out of the strike zone, 2-1 on a breaking ball at 77. McCann tucks his glove into his chest. He's got the ball now. Puts it in his glove to set the 2-1 and popped away. Out 2-2. So fouled off left side, 2-2 with 2 down. Deuces across the board. Madison looking to retire the side in 3 batters. Hanson grounded out. Haligzo flew out. The 2-2 bounces in the dirt on the inside for a ball. So the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls and 2 strikes. 2 down. McCann, the payoff. Way lower the strike zone. And bounces low for ball 4. So Sailor's the first. That's the first time he's been walked today. And Anthony Gallison, who's 0-for-3, very frustrated with himself on his last at-bat. He swung at a ball that was way above the zone and way inside. So threw the helmet down near the dugout. So Gallison 0-for-3. And the pitch comes inside, low, 1-0. Anthony Gallison, a great competitor, a guy that was second on the team in 2021 for Elon, where he batted a 350 and a swing and a ground ball that stays fair on the third baseline. On his way to third is Sailors. Gallison gets over to second, head first dive in a second. Runners on second and third. But Gallison will have to retreat back to first. As it looks like.
Oh, he was just turning his glove in over here.
Number 5, he's still on.
So Gallison. Well, actually, Gallison will be at second. We're just returning his glove. So Gallison at second. Nolan Sailors at third. Two runners in scoring position with two down. Here come the Rafters once more. They're up to nine hits now. As Chad McCann getting a visit from the pitching coach, is also Jaden Lobliner, the catcher, on the mound as well. Just discussing an approach here because David Rivera is due up. So Gallison's first hit of the day, and it comes at a big time with two down. David Rivera, who was 0-for-2, he grounded out to second, grounded out to third, and was walked as well. Two down. Chad McCann will come set. He'll step high and fire as Rivera lines it away right side, fouled off, 0-1. No balls, a strike with two down. The 0-1. And paints the left edge in for a strike, 0-2. Oh, and two count with two away. McCann bends in low. Looks at Rivera. The 0-2 to Rivera on a check swing outside. Did he fully come across? And he did for strike three. So the Rafters come up empty. They get a hit, but they had runners, two runners in scoring position. They still lead, though, 4-0. We head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 57. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 72. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 56. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Makai Negrete will lead off. He'll step on the mound for the Rafters, a pitching change for them. So seven games appeared in with a 3-0 record. He's at 22 innings of work, allowing 18 hits and 5 runs. Also 14 strikeouts for a 2.05 ERA. He picked up the wins against the Dock Spiders on the June the 3rd, Green Bay on June the 9th, and then also Madison here when the Mallards fell to the Rafters 3-0. He got the win back on July the 1st. So Kalen Graham's day is done. He went 5 innings, 61 pitches. He allowed 3 hits, a walk, but no strikeouts. The big thing for him was no runs, so he allowed no runs. And so Makai Negrete out of the University of San Diego, the left-hander, will step in. He'll kick high and fire on Lobliner in the bottom of the order. Lobliner's first time up. He popped out to short. So Negrete from Oceanside, California, and a swing and a line drive that just pulls outside. 1-1. A 1-1 count. Negrete steps in here, bottom six. And the 1-1 down low on a ball, 2-1 on a fastball at 89. So he throws a lot of curveballs, but he goes with a fastball at times. We've seen him on a couple sliders. The 2-1, a high fly ball popped away. Foul, 2-2, so there's a fastball once more. 2-2 count. Mekhi Negrete looking to retire his first batter. Takes the big wind, the high kick in the fire. The 2-2 outside, pulled away. Two balls, two strikes. Madison only with three hits. It's come from Canyon Brown, Sprock, and Goolsby. They've been shut out for five innings. Negrete with the deep breath. A 2-2 to Lobliner. Out and away on the right side for a ball. 3-2. So a full count. The payoff. Right down the zone, four strike. So Negrete got him. That was big for Mekhi Negrete and his confidence. First batter goes down looking on the full count delivery. So Jay Colcroft, he'll step in. He grounded out to the pitcher and also grounded out to first. Negrete the kick high, the serve. And the check swing on the inside hits the inside of the bat, bounces towards the dugout of Madison, and fouled off 0-1. The 0-1 count with one out. Mekhi Negrete will look high. He'll step and deliver. That was a breaking ball that just sweeps low for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one down. The 1-1, and a swing and a high fly ball that's drifting into left field. Gallison comes out, makes an easy catch for two down. So the Raptors just getting it done on the defensive side of the ball right now. They haven't committed any errors in the field. So two down. And Canyon Brown, who's 1-for-2. Negrete fires in and a swing and a miss outside. He's already struck out the first batter in Lobliner. The Graham-Negrete combo has posed a lot of success for the Raptors. They've been fortunate to have this. The 0-1, a check swing right down the plate, 0-2. Curveball at 80. 0-2 count. Negrete. He'll come set. He was the second active San Diego pitcher on this roster. The 0-2 right down the plate for strike three. Got him on a fastball at 89. And Mekhi Negrete retires aside. A two-strikeout inning. We head to the top of the seventh. A Raptors lead 4-0. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning and a pitching change in store for Madison. They are going to need some help on the defensive side. The Rafters a 4-0 lead. They've out-hit the Marlins 9-2. So Andrew Ravello will step on the mound out of Los Angeles Harbor College, a rising junior from Lakewood, California. He's appeared in one game with an inning pitched. He's allowed a hit, a run, and a strikeout. He appeared against Kenosha back on July the 7th. So teammates with one of the newly acquired Rafters pitchers, Christian Casillas. So both teammates at Los Angeles Harbor College, and Brendan Bobo will step in. So Bobo leads off in the cleanup spot, 4-5-6 in the order. Bobo, Broussard, and Degatti. Bobo 1-for-3 with an RBI. He flew out to center his last time up at the plate. Ravello, the right-hander, throws in on a fastball low of the zone. 1-0 count. Andrew Ravello, a guy from Lakewood, California, and a swing and a miss. Got him again on a fastball at 89, 1-1. He's only faced five batters, so not a lot of work. A 1-1 count. Bobo is swinging a ground ball that stays fair on the first base line. Goolsby comes out to field it, catches it, and runs over to first to tag the bag. One down. So Garrett Broussard, his last time up, extended this lead, a two-run home run into left field. He's had a big day. 2-for-3 with two runs and two RBIs. He was the first Rafter to cross home plate off a Chris Cronoff one-run RBI double in the top of the second as Broussard hits a high fly ball into left field. Holcroft looking to chase it down and does on the third base line, two down. So Broussard comes up empty that time, but has been a big part of the Rafters' success here today. Jorge Degatti, another guy that has done that, 2-for-3. He got a double, grounded out to third, and also got a base hit. So the Indiana Hoosier will see the first offering from Ravello right down the plate on the inside at a 90-mile-per-hour fastball, 0-1. 1-1 count with two down. The 0-1 and right down the zone, 0-2. Andrew Ravello, the slow windup, but he's got a quick delivery. Got him twice on two fastballs, nearing the 90-mile-per-hour range. Ravello, the step high, and the quick release, swing and a miss for Degatti. Three straight pitches, three straight strikes, and that takes us to the bottom of the seventh. Rafters lead 4-0. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So bottom of the seventh, and a leadoff single for Ryan Sprock. He hit a ball up the middle. Hansen came out to field it behind second base, but unfortunately, he threw it when he was on his back. Sprock already got to first. So Mallard's up to four hits. Ryan Sprock 2-for-2 with a walk. This brings up Isaiah Jackson, who's had no hits on two at-bats. And a wild pitch for Negrete. Jackson has to get away. It hits the backstop and comes shooting back towards Haligso. So Isaiah Jackson flew out. Well, he popped out to short, excuse me, and then he grounded out on a 4-6-3 double play. A 1-0 count. Raptors lead 4-0. They've been held scoreless, Madison has, for six innings. Negrete fires and sees the left edge of the strike zone. 1-1. Sprock at first. One ball and one strike. Mekhi Negrete, the quick release and the fire and a swing and a line drive that pulls out on the right field side near, looks like, Kalen Graham. Looks like Graham's okay, but he had to be attentive on that and had to duck away because that ball came shooting towards him. 1-2 count. Isaiah Jackson has had 31 hits on the season, batting a 274 and 29 RBIs. The 1-2 misses outside. He reached for it and saw the third strike. So Jackson goes down, and Cal Fisher, who's 0-for-2, grounded out to third and popped out to first. So Cal Fisher, 10 hits and 12 RBIs, has to check over off that first. Sprock is there. One down. Looking over and firing is Negrete in a swing and a high, towering fly ball. As Hansen clears everybody out, the shortstop makes the catch in shallow left field. Two down. So Jake Goolsby, who's had one hit on two at-bats, he got a base hit his first time up. His second time, he grounded out to first. So after a leadoff single from Ryan Sprock, the Rafters respond with two straight outs. Jackson strikes out, and Fisher pops out. Negrete, first pitch on a fastball at 89. Lower the left edge of the zone, 1-0. 1-0 count, two down. Mekhi Negrete looks over at first, the step high, and a swing and a line drive that drops before Bobo can get to it in right field. And a base hit for Goolsby. That's his second of today. That puts two runners on, one in scoring position. Jackson Tucker, who grounded out first on a 5-4-3 double play, also grounded out to short. 21 hits for him this season. An on-base percentage of a 376. He's had three home runs, one against the Rafters. They've done well against him so far today. Negrete looks over at second where Sprock stands. He'll serve in, and a swing and a low fly ball that drops before Bubba can get to it in right field. Sprock on his way from second. He'll score. Getting to third is Goolsby. Head first dive into second, and he gets out. The throw from Bobo is on time, and the Rafters only hold Mallards to one run. A big throw and a put out there from Bobo. So we head to the top of the eighth inning. Rafters lead 4-1. We'll step away here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning, and Chris Conniff will lead off. A big evening for him at the plate. 2-for-3 with an RBI. So on Andrew Ravello. Well, back on the mound once again. He's had 7 pitches and a strikeout. So Conniff, the left-hander, with the bat on his shoulder. And the first delivery is a 89-mile-per-hour fastball that sweeps low of the zone. 1-0. So a 1-0 count. Ravello, the third Mallard in the bullpen today. The 1-0 on a bunt that pulls left side on the third base line. Conniff was racing over to first. So Conniff, Hansen, and Haligzo are scheduled to bat in this order. 7, 8, and 9 here in the top of the eighth. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR, and excited you're with us as the Rafters looking to sweep Madison for the second time this season. And the 1-1 down low for the ball, 2-1. They are, the both times they would sweep them would be here at Warner Park. They lead the season series 4-3. So 2 balls and a strike. Ravello, the quick fire and a swing and a jam shot that kind of drops in before Saduka can get there, and he does and makes it the first out. So a bounce into his glove. And Noah Saduka. So Lobliner, the catcher, was able to get that quickly. And he's been good behind the plate today, but he hasn't had any assists. And he's struggled when it comes to, there's the first pitch, and it's a wild one. Lobliner couldn't make that pitch in time. So 1-0 count. Luke Hansen, 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Second delivery right down the plate, 88 miles per hour on a fastball, 1-1. One down, Rafters have out hit the Mallards 9-5. The 1-1. Had a changeup outside on 73 miles per hour. 2-1. So Nick West went 4 innings. Chad McCann went 2. And Andrew Ravello has gone 1 1/3. He'll step in and serve the 2-1. It goes outside. Fastball once more. 3-1. Mallards got their first run. Ryan Sprock able to get home in the bottom of the seventh, but they're still down 3. The 3-1, and Hansen hits a high fly ball, slices into right field. Running after it is Tucker and makes the catch for the second out. So Hogan Heligso, who flew out to right last time up, belted a ball near the warning track in the right center field. Tucker made an unbelievable play. He sped over and made an excellent catch. Ravello fires, sweeps low, 91 this time, down low, 1-0. Two down, the 1-0, and a high fly ball popped away on the right side, fouled off, 1-1. One ball, one strike with two down. Andrew Ravello, 18 pitches and a strikeout. He hasn't allowed a hit yet. And the 1-1 at 89 comes in just downstairs of the zone, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Top of the eighth. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Heligso right down the plate. 2-2. So Ravello finding the zone. Nearing his second strikeout. Two balls and two strikes. Two down. Ravello will come set. He'll kick high, wind the 2-2. And a breaking ball outside at 78, 3-2. So a full count on Hogan Heligso, who's 0-2. He grounded out to short, was hit by a pitch, and he flew out to right. Ravello stands on the first base side of the slab. The slow wind, the quick fire, the 3-2, and a line drive that goes into right field. That stays fair on the first base line. Coming to cut it off is Tucker, but couldn't get there in time. So a base hit for Hogan Heligso, his first of the evening. And we return to the top of the order. Nolan Saylors, who was 1-for-3 with a run. He's walked and struck out. His first time up, he struck out looking. He able to get a base hit afterwards. He flew out to left and then was walked. So Ravello fires on Saylors and paints the downstairs part of the zone, but it comes inside, 0-1. Raptors up to 10 hits now. What Madison did yesterday, they also got 10 hits. Raptors were able to win that game, the 0-1. And once more, comes in for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and two outs. Looking over at first is Ravello. Saylor stands there now. The 0-2 bounces in the dirt. It goes away from Lobliner near the dugout of Madison. An easy green light for Saylor to take second and puts himself in scoring position. One ball, two strikes, and two down. So, a wild pitch. Two down, 1-2 count. Looking in, kicking and firing as Saylor skies it away left side, 1-2. So Heligso stands in scoring position at second. Ravello with the ball in his glove and now steps off for a second. Has to regather himself. A 1-2 count. One away from Madison here, top of the eighth. The 1-2. A swing and a check swing inside. Did he fully go? And did. So Saylor strikes out. as the Raptors lead 4-1. We head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and